This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As coronavirus is still sickening and killing people around the world, U.S. government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's learned of a possible deadly effect of contracting the virus.
That as we see more of it now, we say, wait a minute, maybe there's another avenue of treatment of being able to block the secondary, often deadly effects of the virus.
Fauci says he's referring to thrombosis, which blocks blood vessels. He says while there's treatment for that, it's above and beyond simply just treating for the virus. Restaurant owners and customers in Georgia and Tennessee not rushing back, even though restaurants and diners are allowed to reopen now. A dining app that tracks data for restaurants says the number of seated diners at Georgia restaurants yesterday was still down 98% from last year. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Trump says he's making sure there will be a steady supply of food, including, in particular, meat, during the ongoing pandemic. The president signing an executive order late yesterday that forces meat plants to stay open during the coronavirus lockdown. The order will fall under the Defense Production Act after numbers showed that meat production capacity could fall by as much as 80% soon across the nation. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the projected winner of Ohio's presidential primary, the primary was pushed back from March because of the pandemic. Yesterday's election was conducted entirely by mail. The U.S. House not returning to Capitol Hill next week now as originally planned, as Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Capitol physician has warned against it. The U.S. Senate is still, as of now, scheduled to return to session on Monday. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A NASCAR team owner wants to give back in the face of this pandemic, and here's more on the story from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
NASCAR team owner Richard Childress is auctioning off more than 50 years' worth of racing items to help coronavirus relief efforts, even parting with his number 3 Dale Earnhardt Jr. race car. Childress joins Fox News and explains why he's auctioning off all his NASCAR collectibles.
Was watching Fox and Friends a few weeks ago and seeing all the suffering in America, seeing people lined up to get food, and that should not be happening. I said, what can we do, what can I do in RCR to help make a difference in these people's lives? So I've put up like over 1,000 of our memorabilia pieces, and we auctioned them off on eBay, the eBay store. And I said, well, that's not enough. So I decided to auction off one of my prize pieces of Dale Earnhardt, the cars that I have. I have 44 of them. the original cars he drove. This car won Rockingham, and we're going to auction it off on Barrett Jackson online starting May the 8th. So we're trying our best to do our part to help out in this terrible, terrible thing this monster's put on us.
And forecasters say parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas could see severe weather today as a damaging squall line is headed that way. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, you know, for the ride. It's been a ride, I'm telling you. No question about it. With or without a mask, it has been a ride. With us now, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, and are you becoming like, you know, the guru, the czar of masks, or what's going on here?
Yeah, I know, but, well, I'll tell you, the czar of masks, this is amazing. San Diego County, which is, of course, south of Los Angeles County, of Hollywood, what we always talk about. It's like Los Angeles County, Orange County, San Diego County. The entire county, millions of people living in that county, they
You're talking about 3 million people plus.
Yeah, and they have 100 coronavirus recorded deaths. And, you know, a lot of these deaths aren't really solely the coronavirus. In any way, the Board of Supervisors now are initiating a new rule that anyone who's outside of their home, outside, anywhere, has to be wearing a mask, subject to fine. And this is going to start on May 1st.
When everything is opening up, they're going to start. What are they doing? Going out and hiring a bunch of masked Nazis or what?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the Board of Supervisors has some interest in a mask manufacturer. But I sense that what we see happening in our nation right now is a tension. You know, it's interesting that you said everybody's reopening. Well, there are some states, there's about, what is it, about seven states that never shut down. We know Sweden never shut down.
Right.
We
Belarus.
Have real data. We now know Georgia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, a bunch of states are in the process of reopening. Georgia's completely open practically.
Right.
And there's a tension because in my state, California, the most populated state in the union, we have a governor who's dragging his feet, moving the goalpost. And he has partners in Oregon and Washington. They're all moving the goalposts. And we hear the rhetoric from Nancy Pelosi saying, well, we really, it's too early, it's too early. And everybody who's watching closely smells political side of this.
Well, of course, so, because if they close the door, that means they changed the locks on the vault, and they're not going to be able to get into the vault. And the big, you know, yelling and screaming you heard over the weekend from the governors is the shortfall now as a result of this, and they're seeing this as an opportunity to heal their poor you know, their bad books that they've got, which was, you know, they had bad books going into, you know, COVID-19, and now it's been exacerbated, but they want to, you know, kind of have all sins forgiven at the expense of we the people.
That's right. And, of course, the difference now, and more people are catching on to it,
mm-hmm.
is that we have a lot of data, and the data shows the models were wrong, the predictions were wrong, the projections were wrong, and most importantly, the mortality rate that we were told, which produced a lot of these scare models, you know, where the 2 million people were going to die in this country, those mortality rates are not only looking like they're at flu levels, but may even be below
exactly
flu levels.
Yeah.
I love this guy. His name is Robert Shulman,
mm-hmm.
PhD from MIT. His field is artificial intelligence, but he decided to look at probability. What is the probability of dying from the virus in the United States? And what he came out with is 1.5 out of 10,000. You have, and that's an infinitesimally low number. That's like getting mm-hmm. struck by lightning 10 times.
Right.
That's like winning the lottery twice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're young and healthy, those numbers even become more remote. And so, and what he did is the simplest thing in the world. He looked at the population, and that was his numerator.
Mm-hmm.
He took the entire population of 330 million in the United States and divided by the death count. And we know that death count is inflated now.
Right, exactly.
You know, for example, in New York City, 99% of the deaths had at least one other condition that could have caused the death all by itself,
yeah.
a serious condition.
All the comorbidities. Well, James, we said that the numbers were juiced and they were going to be influenced because people do, and business organizations, institutions, do what they're rewarded for. Well, the government said, look, we're going to pay you three times as much for somebody coming into the hospital for, you know, the flu versus, and we're just saying flu, for example, flu versus COVID-19. So you start hypering the value of a COVID patient. Well, guess what? You know, like one doctor said, hey, he got ran over by a truck, was death by truck, but whoop, wait a minute. We've got a symptom. We have a COVID symptom.
Yeah.
It is coronavirus casualty.
No, exactly. It's they're rarely actually testing anybody. It's all based on presumptions.
Well, yeah, Dr. Burke said as much, right? She was the one who said,
right.
It's okay to presume. Oh, my goodness, you're kidding me.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
What I'm saying. These numbers are so prejudiced. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
And really, that's why the doctors who are on the front lines, who are treating people, they say that the symptoms of the flu and the symptoms of the coronavirus are indistinguishable. And if you look at what the CDC, they've added more symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
They've added chills, you know.
Breathing, added, if you're breathing.
Yeah, breathing, yeah.
Yeah.
And so what it is that so many of the deaths that claim to be coronavirus, because there's no autopsies,
right.
may well be the flu.
Right.
And because the flu deaths all of a sudden are artificially down.
Well, they fell
so
off. They fell off. Where did they go?
And people here in Southern California are voting with their feet, as you mm-hmm. probably heard. It made worldwide news. Tens of thousands of people ran to the beach because all of a sudden there was summer weather here.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic was pre-coronavirus traffic.
Wow.
I'm not crazy about that, but
right.
it was good to see. It was good to see. People are saying, okay, that's enough.
Yes, exactly.
And they're using common sense.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going out and licking doorknobs. They're not, you know, hooking up on the beach. They're staying a reasonable distance apart. They're wearing masks in stores.
Mm-hmm.
And people are very cooperative. And I suspect that unless somebody juices the numbers, I think what we're going to see in Georgia is pretty much what we're seeing in Sweden, and that we're going to see that the virus taper off all by itself, nature taking its course, God's antibodies basically winning the war.
Yeah.
I pray that our president starts spouting some of this data, either in using his Twitter account or at a briefing, and really shuts down the corrupt media and these people that have been
exactly. James, we've got to go to break. We've got more from James Herson. Well, yes, you're exactly right. I think the Twitter from Donald Trump would go a long way, because you know it's not going to be coming from Dr. Fauci. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like the wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time.
Construction Independent. We are just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and legal analyst, continues with us. James, I don't know if you read that article from Dr. Scott Atlas. This guy is a Stanford doctor. He's got incredible credentials. He's a senior fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution, the former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical Center. So this guy kind of knows what he's talking about. He's not some, you know, some ne'er-do-well or hopeful journalist or anything with another opinion. He says the tragedy of the COVID-19 pandemic appears to be entering the containment phase. Tens of thousands of Americans have died, and Americans are now desperate for sensible policymakers who have the courage to ignore the panic and rely on facts. Leaders must examine the accumulated data to see what has actually happened rather than keep emphasizing hypothetical projections. Combine that empirical evidence with fundamental principles of biology established for decades, and then thoughtfully restore the country to function. And everybody says amen to your earlier point, and in agreement with a previous doctor, James. He's projecting out that less than like 0.1%, 0.01% is the mortality rate of what's going on in our country. But you've got everybody so nervous. The mainstream media, the Democrats, the progressives, the globalists have everybody so concerned and wrapped up in knots that the governors, they don't know if they're coming or going here. So it's pretty crazy, some of the stuff that we're having to put up with. But look it, we live in a free country. And we the people, even though President Trump, and I don't say even though, to his credit, did encourage the people to let their feelings, let their, you know, let their emotions and that be known by the leaders of their states. So go to the Capitol steps, go and assemble. We have the right to assembly. There's been so many of, and too many of, our constitutional rights that have been infringed upon already. And unless you call martial law, the party's over.
I really like this guy, Dr. Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason, you know, there's a difference between someone who's a medical practitioner and someone who's an academic theorist. Dr. Fauci is a theorist.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Birx is a theorist. The PhD, who's not a medical doctor, that runs the World Health Organization, is a corrupt Marxist.
Right.
Dr. Atlas, and he's focusing on the same thing we were discussing.
Exactly.
He's focusing on the mortality rate. Now, this PhD from MIT I was talking about was focusing on a slightly different thing. That is the probability that you could die from the virus, which is a slightly different number. The fatality rate is basically the total number of people infected.
Mm-hmm.
That's the numerator of the fraction, and the deaths are the denominator, right?
Right.
I'm sorry, the opposite, numerator,
yeah, right.
Denominator.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, what Atlas is saying is that those infected are much larger than we thought, because now we have these antibody tests. They have about four of them that show that it's not just a little bit off. Again, it's like 30 times off. That hundreds of thousands of people in L.A. County, for example, were asymptomatic, meaning they got the virus, and maybe they had a sniffle in the nose and thought they had a cold. They never got any kinds of serious symptoms at all.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even know they had it.
Yes.
And that brings up this notion of herd immunity, but it also knocks the mortality rate again down to below flu levels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that, you know, and Fauci said much the same thing. He won't say it publicly, but he said it in a New England Journal of Medicine article he co-wrote, where the writers came to the conclusion that the coronavirus, COVID-19, had the mortality rate of a, quote, severe flu, close quote.
Right.
Although we're never supposed to say flu. We're not
yes.
supposed to say flu.
But or China.
The fact is,
yeah,
right, China. But in any case, we have a battle going on for the minds of Americans, and a battle of totalitarian control, and that's why we've had so many protests. There, it's interesting. I started with San Diego County, and San Diego County had a big protest over this last weekend, where a lot of people showed up. There were a lot of American flags.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can't have that.
Right.
And, of course, the beaches were crowded as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, James, I'll tell you, a new word has actually been around for a long time, but a concept that we need to embrace again is Occam's razor. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's a useful tool. In okay, so you know about this. This is like, this is back in the 1700s, I believe, or maybe, no, it was in the 1600s. William Occam had come up, he was a brilliant theologian and philosopher, and he came up with this great idea, which makes sense, and that is that you don't multiply the agents in a theory beyond what's necessary. You know, you minimize the complication, essentially. And we have done just the opposite. So we've obliterated this age-old concept of Occam's razor, and we are, you know, committing suicide by a million deaths in slices because of, you know, these elites and these people that know so much and just want to keep on complicating things. And, of course, then you have the mindless mainstream media that is going on and, you know, trying to wax unpoetic with their disastrous headlines that are doing everything they can to counterbalance, the herd immunity, the natural. I mean, I come away from this, James, and I'm thankful to God that He's created us in such a wonderful way that we can. We can resist this virus. I mean, yes, the natural things, the common sense, washing hands, social distancing, you know, things that we would do when people, you know, got sick around us with the flu. I mean, so there was it wasn't a big leap for us to do some things that we would normally do during the flu season, but we definitely became more mindful of it, which I think is positive, which will help us this next go around, because whether it's, coronavirus coming back, we know the flu will be back next year. It's that unwelcomed, intruder that comes in, whether we like it or not.
Yeah. In the winter. Occam's razor, another way to kind of say that is that usually when we're looking for an explanation, the simplest explanation turns out to be the one that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like this. Well, I can't find my car keys. Were my keys taken by aliens?
Yes.
Were my keys taken by an intruder? Or perhaps, as I happened before, I left them in my other pants.
Yes.
And another way to apply Occam's razor to our present situation, we have never in the history of man quarantined healthy people to fight a disease. Never. So therefore, this is a giant experiment. And if, in fact, Occam's razor is applied to places like Sweden and like states like Wyoming and South Dakota,
mm-hmm.
We see that they were able to recover without a lockdown.
Yeah.
And if the antibody tests are true, and there's all these hundreds of thousands in the case of L.A. County, and there may be millions of people who were infected with the virus during the lockdown, that means the lockdown didn't work.
Exactly.
And the social distancing didn't work.
James, don't you imagine this? Here's all these deplorables, right, that Hillary Clinton pointed out, and they're sitting there in their coffee shops with, you know, their cup of coffee and a donut and just laughing at both coasts and going, are these guys idiots or what? What? You know, I mean, it's just rightful payback, I think, that we've made. This country has gotten bamboozled and we got duped into shutting everything down and committing near economic suicide by listening to these people, you know, these elites that we just had to listen to. So, James Hurston right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James. Be safe and well, my friend.
All right, you too.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As coronavirus is still sickening and killing people around the world, U.S. government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's learned of a possible deadly effect of contracting the virus.
That as we see more of it now, we say, wait a minute, maybe there's another avenue of treatment of being able to block the secondary, often deadly effects of the virus.
Fauci says he's referring to thrombosis, which blocks blood vessels. He says while there's treatment for that, it's above and beyond simply just treating for the virus. Restaurant owners and customers in Georgia and Tennessee not rushing back, even though restaurants and diners are allowed to reopen now. A dining app that tracks data for restaurants says the number of seated diners at Georgia restaurants yesterday was still down 98% from last year. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Are you surprised, you know, that some of these blue state governors are going, look at, you know, we need some help here. And because of coronavirus, they want all their past sins forgiven. All their poor fiduciary decisions that they made. I mean, this was clear with what happened in New York specifically. People knew that there was money that was set aside for some health infrastructure that the governor, Andrew Cuomo, decided not to invest, but to redirect it to some green deal. And even his own senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, said, look, it is not the objective of the federal government to heal states. She since has backed off on that just a little bit because I think Governor Cuomo and the other blue state governors, not to mention Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic apparatchik, says, no. The vault is open and we need to take full advantage of that and have all our past financial sins forgiven. Here to tell us more about it is Jenny Beth Martin, the co-founder, national coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots, and a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Well, they can't help themselves, can they?
No, they really can't. There are states that have mismanaged their money for years, and now that they have this situation happening with the coronavirus, they want the federal government to bail them out. And when you and I know, when they say they want the federal government to bail them out, what they mean is they want taxpayers from around the entire country to pay for the state government mismanagement of funds. And I think that's just simply the wrong thing to do. Why should a citizen of Colorado or Georgia or Florida pay for the mismanagement of state funds in New York or Illinois or California? It's just wrong.
Well, exactly. Well, as the president and others have said, look, at the 50 states are, you know, these are experimental laboratories. This is the way our founding fathers set this up. And it was never intended that we would pay for each other's sins and be responsible. So now you're asking conservatives, it's bad enough that you ask people who are totally against abortion to support with their tax dollars Planned Parenthood. And but it's endless. I mean, because once they have a foot in the door, it just keeps on going. It's relentless.
That is exactly right. They do keep on going, and they just don't stop. And we are spending so much money at a federal level right now because of coronavirus. And the more money that is printed, the greater the chance that we're going to run into a situation where we have inflationary prices. That's going to hurt all of us because we won't be able to afford to buy things as easily.
Exactly.
Or the value of the things we have won't be the same. So it is time that we stop looking at spending more money and we look at what we can do to reduce regulations and to provide the kind of tax relief necessary to jumpstart the economy.
Exactly. Well, Jenny Beth, nobody's talking about the debt that we're already dealing with. We're, what, $24 trillion and counting? Just in the normal realm of things, just before we add in this new indebtedness, not to mention, did people forget about the $6 trillion that the Fed had quantitatively eased on behalf of the Barack Obama regime? And we've got more quantitative easing. I mean, we just keep, you know, we're playing with digital money here, and we're not looking at this seriously. And, you know, I was talking to my one of my young sons, number three son, and I told him, I said, I want you to go and tell my grandson, the seven-year-old, that when he grows up, he better plan on having at least seven kids, because we're going to need every kid working to pay off the taxes, and we still may not be able to make a big enough dent into the debt that his grandparents have given him. Thank you very much.
That is so true.
It's crazy. It is crazy, isn't it? I mean, it's just nuts.
Where do they think this money is coming from? It's coming from someone at some point is going to have to pay for it. And if somehow we get away with not having to pay for it in our generation, then instead of leaving a great country to our children, we're going to leave our children with completely saddled in debt and not the same kind of future of freedom and prosperity as we have been able to enjoy. And that's just why it's stealing from children and grandchildren.
Exactly. And as you say, what are we turning over? What is our legacy? And what are they going to be handshackled by? You know, here it is. We find ourselves very vulnerable. Thank you very much, the CCP. Even though we're not supposed to say China did it, you know, fortunately, we don't have to rely on YouTube, or otherwise they would find that what we'd say against the WHO would be verboten, and we would be canceled like they did with those two doctors out of Bakersfield that were breaking down the numbers very logically. Elon Musk even said, yeah, these are pretty good numbers. This sounds pretty reasonable, where they were, you know, citing the mortality rate in California being less than 0.1% with solid numbers. Well, because it was in conflict with what of all things, the WHO, that is the standard for YouTube and these social media giants. If you don't agree with the WHO, you're out of here.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And the WHO has been pushing and promoting the Chinese Communist Party's line. And the Chinese Communist Party lied to the entire world about this virus. We're suffering today. Our country faces the potential of a depression today. Tens of thousands of Americans have died today because of what the Chinese Communist Party did. And the World Health Organization should stop carrying their line. And YouTube should stop protecting both China and the World Health Organization by protecting what they say and in suppressing what American doctors are saying. It's completely crazy what YouTube is doing.
Well,
it's outrageous.
So, exactly. Jenny Beth, it's so important that we, the people, take control of our government once again, that we follow the principles of our Constitution. And if you don't know what those are, give yourself a little, you've got some downtime. Maybe this is a good time for you to do just a little bit of reading. I'm not even saying study. Just read the U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, your Bill of Rights, and you will come away impressed and then depressed because you're going to realize how much we are missing the mark. And this is why we're paying, you know, the way we are paying for it in this country today and why we're so far off track. And if we're going to get back on track, we need the lowest common denominator of our citizens to be increased, to rise, because it has been purposeful, Jenny Beth. It has been a cabal to dumb down the American people to where they would accept this kind of inferior form of governance.
That is exactly right. And the way we can fix it is exactly what you say. We need to be informed and educated. We need to make our voices heard. And right now it's hard to do that because Congress won't even go back in session. They're afraid. And we have to start living our lives and understanding our lives have some risk associated with it. And where there are not massive hot spots in this virus, we have to find a way to reopen our communities. We can still balance social distancing. And Congress needs to get back to Washington, D.C. and do the job they need to do. And at the very least, they need to make themselves available to their constituents so that we have the ability to express our grievances with them.
Well, there were at least seven states, believe it or not. We don't hear a whole lot about the seven states that did not, you know, put everybody on house arrest, only healthy people, and, you know, cloister them to their homes. In fact, in South Dakota, the people are there so grateful for their governor, they're having a parade for her.
Yeah, that's amazing. I absolutely love that. In my state, in Georgia, we're beginning to reopen. It's going to take time. I would love to be a citizen of Iowa, South Dakota, or Arkansas today.
Right. But even Georgia, you know, Governor Kemp took a risk, but it was calculated. It wasn't irresponsible, but yet he was attacked as such. And so far, so good. You know, the numbers he's looking at, I would say, probably more real than what the WHO and some of these other models have been giving to us, right?
Exactly. He's looking at real numbers. And I had a pedicure over the weekend and got my hair done on Monday because we're opening in Georgia.
Hey, it's all getting gooder again, huh?
That's right. That's
well, good,
right.
Good for you. Stay well and healthy, my friend. Jenny Beth Martin, co-founder, national coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots here on Bill Martinez Live.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Thanks to the Tide radio broadcast, listeners in Kosovo have been able to hear the truth of the gospel in their own language since 2015. Muhammer, a university professor and a Muslim, is one of those listeners. I found Radio 7 Kosovo accidentally, and since then is my favorite radio station, Muhammer said. Whenever I need wisdom, I turn on the radio. Somehow, I'm enlightened when I listen to the programs. I'm a traditional Muslim, and I respect all the other faiths. I read a lot and want to gain wisdom. I love the messages you broadcast from Pastor G. It is so unique the way he brings the biblical principle to our everyday life circumstances.
Your gift to the Tide Ministry today will enable more listeners, like Muhammer in Kosovo, to learn the truth about Jesus. You can give online at thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the United States should not simply defund the WHO. Of course, people are talking about that because of their culpability in this whole coronavirus pandemic. Our next guest says that they should conduct a full-spectrum diplomatic campaign aimed at wholesale change within the organization. Joining us now is the American Enterprise Institute Adjunct Fellow, Lyman Stone. Lyman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, there is lots of outrage here, and it's being tamped down as much as possible by the propagandists within our own country here that are protecting the CCP and the WHO, who have been hand-in-hand in giving us, instead of objective health information, they've really prejudiced the information, become propagandists, and have deposited and corrupted the communications line regarding this critical health issue.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what we've seen out of the World Health Organization is just weeks and weeks of obfuscation and essentially just accepting China's word as good without any serious critical assessment, which the result of this is that as much as people have been critical of President Trump for being slow to react, but the World Health Organization didn't even declare a pandemic until March 13th, after there were already thousands of cases in many different countries. They've been incredibly slow on this, one of the last actors when they should have been one of the first.
Exactly. What makes it more problematic, Lyman, is that they haven't even come back and said, hey, look, we had a problem, we misread this, or come up with anything whatsoever. They're maintaining their position and the information that they passed on to the world, which when you do a timeline on how they reported this, it makes them very suspect, and this is why their management or their team is being, you know, so questioned, and why the United States and officials in our government are calling for an all-out investigation of the World Health Organization.
Exactly. I mean, what we've seen out of them is that they're not, you know, usually you make a mistake, you admit that you messed up. Right. That's how normal people behave. That's not how the World Health Organization is behaving. They're continuing to assert, no, we did everything right. We did everything fine. It was no problem. Well, look around you. There's a global pandemic that kind of snuck up on a lot of the world. There clearly was a problem. But, of course, this isn't the first personnel problem and leadership problem that the World Health Organization has had. Dr. Tedros at the top of the World Health Organization right now, this will not be the first epidemic he has covered up. There were three cholera epidemics in Ethiopia that he helped cover up. The previous World Health Organization Director General also had a litany of curious choices about declaring emergencies. This organization has been misled and essentially captured by the CCP now for at least 10 years, probably more like 15 or 20.
And it took Donald Trump to question it, to say, look at all the money that we're paying, 10 times that of the CCP, but it is the CCP that seems to get preferential treatment here. What's wrong with this picture?
Right, so the U.S. is a huge funder, and beyond our government's contributions, U.S.-based private foundations like the Gates Foundation donated an additional large amount to the World Health Organization. Now, President Trump, I think he's done something prudent in suspending U.S. payments to the World Health Organization. However, I'm not confident that he's actually that his team is actually prepared to fight the fight to reform the organization. They've pulled funding, but I actually haven't seen signs yet that they're going to take the next step of actually trying to reassert American priorities, the World Health Organization. It looks like some of this will just be sort of a withdrawal and a surrendering of the field.
I hope not. I only hope that the reason that there's maybe some delay here is just to wait to get on the other side and control this pandemic. We seem to look like there, it seems to be like there's light at the end of the tunnel here. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's not a train coming at us, but that we can be hopeful, right? So maybe, because I know some politicians have said this is not the right time. Some have circled their wagons around Dr. Tedros, which is really surprising. Maybe you might help our audience understand who Dr. Tedros is.
Sure, exactly. So the current head of the World Health Organization is from Ethiopia. He was the director of health, the director of the Ministry of Health for Ethiopia for a number of years in the 2000s. Of course, the government that he was working under was a Marxist-Leninist party that particularly identifies themselves as a revolutionary movement. They were a fairly authoritarian government. And under his tenure, Ethiopia had a series of cholera outbreaks. Now, he continues to assert it wasn't cholera. He says it was acute watery diarrhea, not cholera.
Right.
But of course,
he's not a doctor, so he could say acute watery diarrhea.
Right. So this is the thing: is he's the first head of the World Health Organization who's actually not a physician, right? He's I believe a microbiologist, which, you know, it makes sense. That's not totally far afield, but it speaks to the change in priorities of the World Health Organization. Over time, they've drifted away from essentially resourcing frontline physicians in developing countries to instead being kind of a glorified think tank of sorts that also has a vaccine distribution program. Mm-hmm. But that we've seen that shift in the last decade and a half, and it really hasn't done the organization any favors.
Well, you say that they moved from this crisis response organization to one which mainly hosts conferences. I mean, and we're putting all this money for them to host a conference? I mean, that doesn't seem very prudent, does it?
Sure. So they do have some still sort of functional operations areas. They do a lot working to eradicate polio and guinea worm. Those are nice programs. I'm all in favor of those. And they do some vaccine development. But yeah, a lot of what they do, a huge part of their budget is just travel expenses. Yeah. And the reason they have so many travel expenses is because they're flying experts into conferences everywhere. They're flying in experts to give advice, to consult, to give strategic counsel to government, which you'd think you could do a lot of that on Zoom.
Yes.
It's not clear that you need to fly everyone around in a modern digital world all the time. It's not clear that that's so necessary all the time. It's not clear that that's the most efficient way to collect this kind of information. And meanwhile, their response to the crisis in West Africa for Ebola was very poor. And then the more recent outbreak of Ebola in North Kivu has also had a pretty poor response. Dr. Tedros refused to declare a significant health emergency until 1,400 Congolese people had already died of Ebola.
Yeah.
So it was not an emergency until it was the second largest Ebola outbreak ever.
Lyman, do they publish kind of a state of the union or a state of their organization to advise us as to what they have done with the money that we've given them?
Yes, they do. So they actually have pretty detailed public budgeting. You can see where it's all gone. But sometimes it's, even when you read the budget, it can be difficult. You know, they say, yes, $30 million were spent resourcing, advising, and coordinating national operations for, you know, management of such and such a disease. Mm-hmm. You say, well, okay, but what does that actually mean? Like, what did you actually do?
Exactly.
And so sometimes it can be difficult to know. Now, sometimes they're actually doing valuable things, right? Sometimes you've got a lot of small countries in an area. They're not good at working together, so you need someone who's an expert to come in and kind of force them to all work together. That's a valid and important thing to do. Mm-hmm. But sometimes what's going on is just that you have somebody in Geneva that is writing press releases about other people's press releases, basically.
Exactly.
And that is not a worthwhile use of money. I actually think the World Health Organization, there's a good case to be made that we might want to expand it. Mm-hmm. If they were really going to make a serious effort at greatly expanded rapid vaccine development and a greatly expanded rapid vital statistics and notifiable disease statistics, this would be really useful. This would save a lot of lives. But that's just not what they're in the business of anymore.
Right. It seems, Lyman, based on what you're sharing with us, is that it requires some sort of board or some directional instrument that tells them what their mission annually is to be, that they don't seem to have the leadership and the organization to do that, because it would seem rather academic in light of the coronavirus pandemic that we're experiencing, that their mission should be rather dynamic and fluid, going to the need. And we have an immediate need right now. And if they were rallying the troops in that direction, we would start to think that, hey, our money has been wisely invested in the WHO.
Yeah. Exactly. And they do actually have a series of expert advisory boards. And those boards will always tell you, yes, 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 we want to move towards what they call a more operational focus, which is what we're talking about here.
Right.
Actually doing things. The operational focus is the fancy word for that. But at the same time that these advisors will tell you, oh, yes, we're trying to move that way. We're trying to move that way. When push comes to shove and there's any criticism of the World Health Organization, they come out of the woodwork to say, now's not the right time to
spend
funding. Now's not the right time. We need to wait until after the pandemic. No, now is exactly the right time. We are past the period where the World Health Organization's most vital function, that is early notification, can be useful.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we all know what's going on. And we're not into the period where their other major function, vaccine distribution, is useful yet, because we don't have a vaccine. We're in the eye of the hurricane as far as the World Health Organization's function goes, which means now is the ideal time to sort of strike while the iron is hot and demand change and push for it before we get to the vaccine distribution stage. Because if we still have this really inoperational, let's say, leadership
right
at that point, I think we'll have some serious questions about the efficiency of the delivery of vaccine.
Yeah, it'll be another reason to delay, right? Wait until we get the vaccine distributed. Lyman Stone has been with us, American Enterprise Institute adjunct fellow, reporting on the WHO. Lyman, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.